Yom Sheni B'Shabbes Parshas Vayikra Shir 330 Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Zayin. An interesting pasuk, a poetic pasuk, one of the psukim in Tehillim that it's hard to read. Chatois Nu'urai Ufshai Al Tizkar. David HaMelech says, do not remember the chatois of my Nu'urai of my youth, Ufshai, and my pishoim, which is merida, which is my rebellions, my rebelliousness against the Rabbeinu Shlalom, chas v'shalom, do not remember. Kechastecha zechor li ata, remember the things that, as Rashi learns, remember the things that are roi for your chesed, meaning remember the actions, the ma'asim tovim that I do. Leman tovcha Hashem, because of your toiv. So either kechastecha zechor li ata, meaning remember the things that cause you to do chesed, or because of your chesed, remember the things, the good things that I do. Leman tovcha Hashem, because of the goodness, because of your goodness, the Rabbeinu Shalom. So basically, David HaMelech is davening that the Rabbeinu Shalom should not remember chatois nu'urai ufishai, and yes, remember the chesed, the things that cause chesed, the things that cause toiva, that the Rabbeinu Shalom gives. And the question is, what kind of request is that? What does it mean that the Rabbeinu Shalom remembers? You know, we have Parsha Zachar this week. What does it mean to remember? So whenever the Rabbeinu Shalom remembers everything, when we say remembering, we mean that you should bring it to the forefront, that you should be able to act upon it. Like the Gemara says, the reason why we read Parsha Zachar before Purim is to be makdim the zechira to the asiya. Purim is considered mechias Amalek, it's a destruction of Amalek. How exactly is not our discussion now, but Purim is considered a mechias Amalek. You have to have the zechira before the asiya. So zechira causes asiya. When you remember, when you remind yourself about the sakana of Amalek, then you act upon it. So when we're asking the Rabbeinu Shalom to remember, of course the Rabbeinu Shalom remembers, we're asking the Rabbeinu Shalom to bring it up, so to speak, to a midah that he should act upon it. That's what zechira, whatever we daven, the Rabbeinu Shalom should remember something, that's what we're asking. So now, we're asking the Rabbeinu Shalom should not remember my averis, and should remember my mitzvahs, the things that I did wrong, the things that I did good. How can I ask the Rabbeinu Shalom that? Like, Mamon Hashem, if Hashem is remembering, he's remembering. If he's not, he's not. So there's a very powerful Gemara. The Gemara says that the Rabbeinu Shalom tells Klal Yisrael, I'm not going to remember the Maisei of the Egel. Rabbeinu Shalom says, Gam Eile Seshkachna. I'm going to forget Eile. What's Eile? Eile Leihecha Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael did the Egel. Pasuk says, "Gam eiles ishkachen." I'm going to forget the eagle. The anoichi lo yeshkachich. But I'm not going to forget anoichi. And the Gemara explains that Klal Yisrael said, "If you're going to forget the eagle, are you going to remember Har Sinai?" And the Rabbeinu Shalom said, "Anoichi lo yeshkachich. I'm not going to forget anoichi." What's the oimik of the Gemara? The oimik is that the eagle was a side thing to Klal Yisrael, that it didn't define their essence. It was eile lehechi Yisrael. It was like an external action, and therefore that's not something Rabbeinu Shalom remembers. Aneichi is something that's ingrained in the blood of Klal Yisrael, the Amun of Klal Yisrael is ingrained, and that the Rabbeinu Shalom was always going to remember. That's what's going on in this pasuk. The Averis, David Melech is saying, my Averis that I did chatois nu'ura. You know, when people are young, they do Averis. They have hot-blooded, they don't have so much seichel, they do Averis. So the Rabbeinu Shalom should not remember, so to speak, shouldn't act upon my Averis. Why? Because they weren't done inherently, they were done externally. Like the Gemara says, the Avera, and the Gemara Megillah says that the Avera, the Klal Yisrael, did the Avei Dezar in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, was only the Panim, it was only an external Avera. So the Averis are external, and therefore don't remember them. The mitzvahs are real. So, kechastecha zechor li ata l'man tovcha Hashem. Remember my mitzvahs, remember what causes chesed. So to speak, just like we said many times, the chesed of the Rabbeinu Shalom is inherent, so to speak, so to the mitzvahs that we do should be considered by the Rabbeinu Shalom inherent, and that was David HaMelech's tefillah, that the Rabbeinu Shalom should remember the mitzvahs and not remember the averis.